I said five pillars, but I want five pillows right now.
You're sounding like Alan.
Did you just call me lazy?
Giving is so much fun.
No, just like a corny joke.
Oh, I tell corny jokes now, do I? Hey there, Team Milliken. Do you give to charity? Donate to your favorite college? Have you ever wished that you could give more? Well, Milliken wants to help. The company is expanding our Associate Gift Match Program, which is designed to help you turbocharge your charitable giving. But how does it work? How far will it go? And who can't I give to? And most importantly, where do I sign up? Welcome to a special Milliken for Everyone. I'm Alan Jenkins, and I'm sliding over from my producer chair into the host spot for this episode while our usual host, Senior Director of Brand and Communications Betsy Sikma, slides into the hot seat as our guest. Welcome, Betsy.
Hi, Alan.
And she's not alone. Joining Betsy as podcast guest is someone I'm proud to call both my colleague and friend, Community Relations Manager Tamika Prince.
Hi, team.
Well, y'all come to us with some exciting news. I know when y'all were first telling me about it, I was already looking up places that I can send my money to and like, do we support this and support that I'm already giving to charitably? So I'm really looking forward to hearing the news that you have to share. Let's kick off by talking about, this is an expansion of our Associate Gift Match program that was already in place. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about where we were and why we're expanding today?
Yeah, I'm going to take it even a step back because I'm not sure that everybody knows all about this, even though we did a podcast on it in 2023. But in 2021, we revamped our charitable giving in general at Milliken with the launch of the reconstituted Milliken & Company Charitable Foundation. And since 21, we've been on a path to growing the corpus of that foundation, growing our giving, all in the hopes of living into our mission, to make a lasting positive impact, and really amp up our impact in the communities where our people live, work, and play. So the Milliken & Company Charitable Foundation has five programs. We have a community giving program, which is sort of your traditional grant giving. We have an impact gift program, which are longer, larger gifts, sort of multi-year gifts. We have a disaster relief program where we're able to support when something unfortunate happens in a region near one of our locations. We have our dependent scholars program, and we have an associate match program, which up until now has been sort of a legacy program that predated the foundation. So it's been around for longer than this new foundation has been. That match program focused on education matches. And it harkens back from the days of Roger Milliken, who really emphasized the importance of giving to institutions of especially higher education. That program started as a match for private institutions only. So if I made a gift to, for example, one of my alma maters, Furman University, Milliken would match that up to a certain level. We expanded that a couple of years ago to include public institutions as well, to make it a little more egalitarian, and also to support some of our public schools. But over the last year, really since Tamika stepped into this role about, 9 months ago, we determined that we need to expand it even further. Oh my gosh, she just signaled that it's 4 months ago.
What?
You've made a huge impact.
Double take here.
Yeah, double take for sure. It seems like you've been here forever.
It really does. And in the most positive way.
Absolutely.
It's a great thing.
So we're excited this month to announce that we are expanding our Associate Match program to include all kinds of nonprofits in all kinds of locations, far more than the Education Match, which is still in place. But we'll include 501c3s across the board, and I think we'll get a little bit more into the detail on that, as a way to support our associates in the philanthropic gifts that they're already making, and so that we can put our money in the places where people are spending their time and energy.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that means the world to me. I spend a lot of time supporting the Hope Center for Children, for example. And when I was looking at the test site, that's in the list. And I was very excited to see that Milliken's going to be able to support something that I find so important. So, Tamika, what's different about the new program from your perspective, especially because you're coming to it with a fresh set of eyes?
Yeah, so I think that it's essentially doubling the impact. And as Betsy mentioned, we are expanding the program to support 501c3 organizations. So it's extending it beyond the educational institutions. And like you mentioned, just providing that opportunity for associates to support organizations that they care about, that they feel passionate about, and really extending our collective desire to impact our community. So I think those are probably the biggest differences.
So the big thing we need to know now is who's eligible to participate, and just as importantly, how much money are we talking here?
Current active associates are eligible to participate, and Milliken is matching one-to-one every dollar that associates give up to our match caps and until our budget is fully utilized. So for educational gifts, we're matching up to $2,500, and for general gifts, we're matching up to $500. And so again, it's really doubling that impact. So if you give $500 to our organization, we're matching that one-to-one. So that's $1,000 going to an organization.
That's great to hear. Mm-hmm. What a huge benefit that's going to be. Betsy, tell me a little bit about what organizations are eligible to be on this list and what organizations aren't.
So we wanted to make this as broad as possible. And I think it goes without saying, we're really proud of the fact that this is a way for our associates to determine for Milliken where some of Milliken's charitable dollars are spent. And we wanted to do that without many limitations. However, we do have a few limitations. First of all, year one, this is a U.S. only program. The Milliken & Company Charitable Foundation does give to nonprofits globally, and we're working on expanding that even more. But this program is U.S. only for year one. Come back to us next year. We're hoping we'll have a global program in place at that time. Additionally, the parameters are we will match gifts given to any 501c3 organization. That's sort of your standard tax identification for nonprofits here in the U.S., except for political organizations and organizations that are religious. Now, I will say we do give to faith-based organizations that have a secular purpose. So for example, if your church operates the community soup kitchen or provides meals for shut-ins, that kind of thing, that qualifies, but we won't be giving to your church's building fund through the match program. Does that make sense?
It does. How do you qualify that in the form? Do you have to explain something?
Actually, we have a great program. It's a product of Blackbaud, which for anybody who's ever worked at a nonprofit or been in the foundation world, you know that's sort of the Cadillac of nonprofit CRMs. The system that we are working with will vet organizations for us. So they predetermine based on the criteria that we gave them which organizations qualify, and they're able to sort those by tax ID and by a nonprofit vetting service called GuideStar. So your organization, if you see it in the database, it should qualify. And I will say, sometimes your organization won't show up in the database, but it still qualifies. And so there is a bot where you can go in and request that the nonprofit you want to support be added, and your cause, that Blackbaud program will search and vet it. And if it fits the criteria, it'll be added to our match program.
So the system we're using is Your Cause, and it really streamlines the process. It makes it easy to find your organizations, to give, to match. And then, as Betsy mentioned, if you don't see your organization, there's help and chats and resources available to help have them added to the system.
And it'll even track your match. So I don't know about you, but sometimes I give $50 here and there. And so my $500 doesn't have to be given all at once or to one organization.
That's right.
I can make a $25 donation to the Chapman Cultural Center, and that'll be matched. And then the next time I log back in to make a donation to Community Works, for example, it'll tell me how much more I have left in my purse for matching funds.
See, I love hearing that too, because like there are organizations that I make a monthly commitment to give to. And so I could actually make that monthly donation through the website, just go to the website instead of going to where I normally do to drop that $100 or whatever.
That's right. Absolutely. In fact, we hope you'll do that.
So you don't have to change your patterns at all. One of the things, I'm just in awe of this because I love having my employer tell me, hey, what do you want to give to?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of inspiring to me. And I'm guessing that if a big program like Blackbaud is doing this, that Milliken is not alone. But what is the message that you want our associates to derive from hearing that they can do this?
Your cause, your choice.
Excellent.
Absolutely. And I think the foundation as it stands today has limited reach. We have limited dollars. And while we're trying to grow it, we can't give to every organization that applies for a grant or applies for an impact gift. But this is our way of saying we want to make gifts in the places where our associates live and work. You know, we want to support the things that are important to our people. We want to make an impact where you think the impact will be best made. And as far as our dollars will go, and as long as it fits the parameters, we're committing to doing that. And we're just so excited to see what comes of it.
Yeah. And we also hope that everyone will be just as excited as you are, Alan, about really giving to organizations they care about and engaging in this program and participating in this program to really just strengthen our communities.
So I would be remiss if I did not mention our associate promise. And for those of you listening, you may know that the three of us are a large chunk of the communications team, and we spend a lot of time working on stuff like our associate promise. There's a connection here. There's something inherent in starting out by saying, we make this promise to our associates, and then here's this charitable giving program. How does one fit with the other, Tamika?
I think that this is an extension of our associate promise. So we champion diversity to fuel curiosity and bring teams together, chart a clear path where your contributions are recognized and rewarded, empower each other to grow and find meaning in every day, and build a better future for you, your community, and the world. And so that's our associate promise. Giving to organizations in our communities supports diversity, supports community impact, it supports building a better future for our community and the world. So I think this is an extension of our associate promise and our purpose, our values, and our visions overall as an organization.
Now, y'all, she totally did just recite our associate promise. So if you haven't memorized it yet like Tamika did, what are you doing? Don't ask me if I have. But I'm working on it. I really am.
I'll say, too, this is all philanthropy, but it's not 100% altruistic either. We definitely want to do it for the good of our communities and our people. But we've also learned through our benchmarking that companies that have programs that allow their associates to double their impact in their communities tend to retain their associates for longer. People really value companies sort of putting their money where their mouth is when they say, we support you, we support your community, we support the things that you care about. And I think as part of the associate promise and on the heels of our org health survey, we just want to live into that. We want to realize it. And while we always wish we could do more, this is a step in the right direction.
So this is a way that Milliken says, we care about our associates. We care about you. Go get it done.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We care about you, and we care about your people. We care about your community. We care about the future.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Well, hey, folks, you heard it here. You're already using your hard-earned money to make a difference, and now more than ever, Milliken is here to help. If you're giving an organization money, consider using the Associate Giving Match Program. Let's spend every penny Milliken is offering to help make a difference in your community. Thanks, Betsy and Tamika, for joining us on Milliken for Everyone. This is a Milliken Marketing Services production. I'm Alan Jenkins, your producer and your host for today, and it's been a lot of fun. And just like your usual host would say,
remember, we can make a positive impact that will last generations, and we'll do it together.
And Alan, we've enjoyed having you as our host.
It sure has been fun, let me tell you. Thanks, everybody.
Go team.